Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, yesterday, a former Facebook moderator initiated a High Court legal action against the social media giant and their Irish agents, CPL Solutions. Chris Gray is thought to be the first of up to a dozen claimants for psychological harm caused by viewing violent or abusive images in the course of his work. As Philip Boucher-Hayes reports, the case comes at a time when, as some involved in child protection are claiming, Facebook has taken controversial steps to minimise the amount of content moderation it has to do.
Moderators have described to me seeing on a regular basis beheadings, murders, animal abuse, child exploitation, and often it arrives without warning. And so over the course of a long day, you sort of never know when it might be that you see the thing that is just going to ruin your day and might haunt you for a long time after.
Facebook moderators are the modern-day canaries in the social media coal mine. What happens to them, having witnessed the graphic violence, hate speech and images of sexual abuse that some choose to post, is a warning to the rest of us. A warning about how traumatising that material can be, but also about its ability to warp even the worldview of people who know that the views that they are reading are complete and utter hogwash.
I've talked to moderators who said that once they looked at so many fringe views and conspiracy theories, they started to believe those views themselves. And so I've talked to moderators who worked in workplaces where managers will stalk the floor, kind of promoting the idea that the earth is flat. I talked to somebody who said that he no longer believed that 9/11 was a terrorist attack. And so this content, just kind of that repeated daily exposure, it can change the way that these moderators see the world in really unexpected ways.
Back in May, Chris Gray, the former Facebook moderator, taking this legal action, told me that in his opinion, this was a problem that the company just wasn't prepared to spend money solving.
It is a cost. It's not something that we invest in to make Facebook a more friendly and welcoming place. It's just something that we do as cheaply as possible and with the least amount of commitment, I think. I think everything they don't do is at arm's length, grudgingly.
This is not just the opinion of those like Gray with a vested interest in claiming Facebook has been negligent. Silicon Valley journalists like Nicholas Vinicor see it the same way.
I don't see Facebook of its own volition hiring, 50 or 60,000 content moderators to, avoid the next suicide or shooting on live streaming. Because there have been many examples of extreme violence being live streamed on Facebook as soon as they launched the product.
Facebook's defense against these accusations has been twofold. We are just the platform, you lot are the content creators. And who elected us to decide what views do and do not get shared? That should be up to governments. This hands-off approach is increasingly not working for Facebook, though. In Holland last week, the company that it had employed to fact-check posts quit.
The direct reason why we quit it was that Facebook emphasized that political speech is not a part of this program, and that was for us quite a big problem.
Facebook said this autumn that it was not going to wade into the middle of political rows and possibly prevent politicians from reaching their electorate by censoring their posts. That's fair enough, said Gert van Hoekman from the partner Dutch news agency Nu.nl. But that means that you are giving a lot of stuff you know to be completely fake news a free pass.
There was a political party in the Netherlands that accused other political parties of voting pro child marriages, which was just not the case. For us, it has nothing to do with freedom of speech. It's just fake news. And if you distribute that, I think that's harmful. And I think as journalists, you have a role to fact check that things, in which we do on our platform. But if Facebook doesn't allow us to do the same on their platform, that's their choice, but then they need to find another partner.
Now, Facebook proposes another measure, which it says is all about user privacy.
Mark Zuckerberg says he's putting privacy first. He wrote, "I believe the future of communication will increasingly shift to private, encrypted services where people can be confident what they say to each other stays secure and their messages and content won't stick around forever."
The company is proposing end-to-end encryption for Facebook Messenger. That means that even though the message that I send to you passes through Facebook's server, they can't read it. Only you have the key to decode what I have sent you. That's a level of privacy that is already offered by other popular messaging platforms like WhatsApp. But it also means that Facebook can then absolve itself of the expensive responsibility of moderating message content, a major concern for law enforcement and particularly those involved in child protection who are repeatedly explaining their concerns to Facebook.
The reaction is, well, we're doing our best. No, you're not. You need to do more. You're making billions of pounds in profit. Invest.
Simon Bailey from the UK's National Police Chiefs Council told the BBC this week that this latest move shows that Facebook is willfully shirking its responsibilities in order to save itself money on moderators.
I'd like to have thought that actually the Facebooks, the Microsofts, the Apples, the Googles of this world would have had to have done something more than they've currently done. Because candidly, they are paying, in my opinion, lip service to the threat. They hold the key to so much of this. Their duty of care, I think, to children, they have completely absolved themselves of that. And when you look at Facebook's latest decision to end-to-end encrypt Facebook Messenger, they are simply turning around and saying, OK, we're not listening to you. We don't care. Privacy is more important. How can any reasonable person think that that is all right?
A spokesman for Facebook said, keeping young people safe on our platforms is our priority, and our systems remove 99% of child abuse content before it's reported to us. Chris Gray, the former moderator now taking Facebook to court, said last May that his experience of the company and understanding of how it was supposed to operate was shareholder and bottom line focused.
It's my understanding that a company like Facebook has a legal obligation to make the maximum profit for its shareholders. And I haven't heard anybody talking about the business case for moderation. Nobody is saying, if we stop moderating, we lose this many users and it costs this much money. There isn't a number, there isn't a value. So they don't see this as part of their business. This is a cost that they want to get rid of.
That report was from Philip Boucher-Hayes.